Hello, beloveds. Christmas can be a really cheery time of year for so many people. It can also be a difficult time for those experiencing grief, loss, or any sort of sadness. So this month, I'm going to do something a little different with our guided devotional podcast. This is a Blue Christmas offering, an interactive, meditative experience on God's loving presence in the midst of sorrow. Many of the words you will hear were adapted with permission from Heather Hill of Young Clergy Women International. If you are not struggling this time of year, I am thrilled for you. And I trust that this can still be a reflective time for you to consider how God is showing up. If you are struggling, please hear me say that it's okay to be sad at Christmas time. You get to feel what you're feeling, and you should never feel pressured to rush your journey. But in my own experience of grief, I have found that I can hold space for a little joy without negating the truth of my sadness. People are complex, and many things can be true at once. So my prayer is that this time allows you to show up as you are, while also perhaps being surprised, if only just a little, to find that hope can exist within you too. Before we begin, I want to share a quick note about the language of light and dark, because you'll hear that a bit. Blue Christmas services are often offered on December 21st, the longest night of the year. There's something about a long night that seems to deepen our experience of heartache. That being said, using the binary of light and dark can be problematic if we treat darkness as bad and light as good. The dark can be quiet, calming, restful, it can be healing, and even it can be instructive at times. We need not fear the dark, and sometimes we desperately need it. On the flip side, too much light can be overwhelming or even downright harmful. So as we speak about light and dark during this time, I invite you to consider darkness perhaps more like shadow, or as spaces in your life without a clear path forward, whether or not they are experienced during the daylight or the nighttime hours. Similarly, in this particular case, I invite you to think of light as illumination, that which helps guide you toward hope and new life. Finally, if you are able, I invite you to collect 4 candles and something to light them with. Or if you need to, you can get battery-operated candles too. If you don't have candles, you can use any other small light source, or you can even collect 4 small containers or bowls to imagine when it's time that they are holding small flames within them. So I'm going to invite you to pause here and take time to gather what you need. If you're ready, I invite you to get comfortable, take a few deep breaths, and trust that Emmanuel, which means God is with us, joins us too. Isaiah 9 says, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. On those who live in a land of deep shadow, a light has shone. For the yoke that was weighing upon them and the burden upon their shoulders, you have broken in pieces, O God, our Redeemer." In Matthew 11, Jesus says, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." We pray. God of sorrowing, draw near. Hear our prayer in this Advent season for ourselves and for all who live with painful thoughts and memories. We ask for strength for today, courage for tomorrow, and peace for the past. We ask these things in the name of your Christ, who shares our life in joy and sorrow, death and new birth, despair and promise. Amen. Friends, now we breathe in, we breathe out, and we light our first candle. We light this candle to remember those whom we have loved, who are no longer with us on this earth. We hold them before God, giving thanks for their lives in ours. We remember their name, their voice, their face, the memories that bind them to us in this season. And I invite you now to name aloud or in the silence of your hearts these people, pausing if you need to. We pray. God, thank you for the gift of each of these people in our lives. We want to believe that we will celebrate the treasure of love with them again when we are all in your presence forever. May this truth sustain us in the days to come. May their memories serve as a connection with them, our love a bridge to soften the distance between us. Fill us with even breadcrumbs of joy in the people, events, and beauty of nature which still surround us. Amen. We breathe in, we breathe out, and we light our second candle. We light this candle to redeem the pain of loss, the loneliness we experience from loss of relationships, the loss of jobs and the security they bring, the loss of health in ourselves or in family members, the loss of joy and peace in our lives from the stressors which surround us, or any other losses we are experiencing. As we gather up the pain of the past, we offer it to God, asking that into our open hands we will receive the gift of peace. So I invite you to name these losses now, aloud or in the silence of your hearts, pausing if you need to. We pray. God of mystery, we turn our hearts to you. We come before you in need of peace, guidance, and protection. We want to trust you, and our hearts are fearful and anxious. We forget so easily that you will be with us in all that we experience. Teach us to be patient with the transformation of our lives and to be open to the ways that you will bring new life from the endings that life has overwhelmed us with. Amen. We breathe in, we breathe out, and we light our third candle. We light this candle for any ways we have felt a loss of direction in our lives. We look in front of us. We look behind us. We look to our right and to our left. And we acknowledge that we might not be sure which direction to take our next steps in. I invite you to name an area where you feel lost, either aloud or in the silence of your hearts now, pausing if you need to. We pray. God of the Exodus, you led Moses and your people through the wilderness to a new land. We want so much to know where we are and where we are headed. But the darkness and the questions stay, obscuring our vision. We cry out to you to be our signpost, our wisdom, and our guide. Your words to us are clear. Do not fear. I go before you. Help us to look for and trust in your presence. Give us a strong sense of inner direction and confidence of clarity when we are on the right path. And if we continue to feel lost, help us to just stop and find rest in you wherever we are. Amen. We breathe in, we breathe out, and we light our fourth candle. We light this candle as a sign of hope. the hope that the Christmas story offers to us. We remember that God, who shares our life, who chose to show up in our human experience in the person of Jesus, promises us that someday there will be no more pain or suffering. But even before that day, this God is at work to bring glimpses of that promise to earth through our own hands and feet and through the work of the Holy Spirit. This God is at work even now, continuously bringing new life where there is death. And so I invite you to name your deepest hope for this coming year, pausing if you need to. We pray. God, your kingdom of heaven is not fully here yet, but we have to believe that you are at work building it among us. We know you invite us to participate in that work, and we ask for the strength, energy, and compassion to do so. Where there is love in life, teach us to seek it out, to soak it up, and to share it with all that we meet. May our lives bring comfort and encouragement to one another so that we realize we are not alone. Amen. We breathe in, we breathe out, and we reflect on our four candles. As the light shines, we remember that it is God who shines light into our darkness and holds us close until we are able to shine. So I invite you to sit with these lights for as long as you need to, pausing now if you need. When you are ready, as we extinguish these candles, we remember that darkness is not permanent, that suffering is only part of the human experience. So as you continue on with your day or your night now, receive this blessing. May the Christ child, whose story was first made known to those who felt invisible in their communities, whose hurt was often ignored, remind you that you are not alone and that you are loved beyond measure. And may God bring you light, comfort, peace, and hope this Christmas season. Amen.